Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, they do. And I'm joined by my man, Wade Smith, 12-year NFL vet. And also, let's get to it, man. On the line is Radio.com Sports MLB Insider, Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider calls are brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Tony, how you doing, my man?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on today.
Man, thank you. Thank you for coming on, brother. Appreciate you taking the time out of your day. Hey, I guess just your first response, man. Let's start with the penalties that were handed down from Major League Baseball and the commissioner on the Astros. Before all the firing and everything, just the penalties that were handed down. Is that kind of what you expected? Was it a little more severe? What are your thoughts on that, on those penalties originally?
No, I think it was right where I expected it to be. I knew based on the memo that went out after, you know, the Red Sox and Yankees got fined, we kind of had a starting point to at least know where the parameters were going to start at, and you knew it was going to be heavy. I honestly thought they would, you know, not only would they take the first couple of picks in the draft, I thought they would, you know, maybe take away some international signing money, but they stayed away from that. And let's not get it twisted. The losing a first round and a second round pick in back to back years is a big deal, regardless of where people think the Astros may have ended up picking anyway. In terms of Jeff Luhnow and AJ Hinch, I think that was kind of what I expected. They had to send a message. In terms of integrity, and I think they felt like they did.
What did you think when Jim Crane dismissed both of those guys from the ball club? Were you surprised at that turn of events, or is there something you kind of expected to happen?
I mean, I expected it to happen. I didn't expect it to happen like that, like to open up the press conference with, hey, I've decided to dismiss Jeff Luhnow and A.J. Hinch. I didn't think it would go down that way. I thought they would announce the suspension, and maybe if he was going to fire them, it would come some time later. But he wasted no time, and I think by him going ahead and firing Jeff Luhnow and A.J. Hinch, it almost puts a lot of pressure on Boston for whatever's to come. In terms of Alex Cora.
Tony, what about the – Wade and I are both former NFL guys, and so I don't know that being in a clubhouse is real similar to being in a locker room, but where we come from, there are meetings that are designed to relay messages from the NFL or from the front office eventually to the players. A big part of the report is that Luhnow did not – ultimately relay the message, and Hinch did not enforce the message obviously thorough enough. I mean, what are the meetings in place to get that message from the Major League Baseball to the players?
I mean, something of that kind of serious nature, it would go exactly as you kind of put it. You know, GM may not come down and have a face-to-face. He may send that message through the manager, but something like that is getting back to the players one way or the other. So, you know, I think obviously it turns out to be true, that's something that is a fireable offense, because ultimately if the players are going to do what the players are going to do, that is a fact. And I'm not saying that the players should have got off for it. Ultimately, it would have been hard to discipline, try to figure out who did what, when they did it, how they benefited from it. But in terms of the management, that's where the buck stops. And if that wasn't communicated, or if it was communicated and ignored, there should have been a way in which, and I know it's reported that AJ Hinch ripped out some TVs and told everybody his disapproval, but ultimately when it was put back up, nothing was done about it. And I think that's where everybody got in trouble. Had AJ Hinch stuck with his guns and just refused to allow it, we would be sitting in a different spot right now, I think.
So, Tony, looking at this from the perspective of Major League Baseball and the sanctions that were brought down, this is a pretty serious situation with this cheating and the sign stealing using electronic devices. But looking at it from the player level, that lower level of it, how far over the line is what the Astros did? Because when I think about baseball, there guys push the limits every single day, every single way, and get an opportunity to get an edge. So how far over the line is what the Astros and some of the other organizations did?
I mean, listen, we would be fools to think that the Astros and the Red Sox are supposedly the only teams doing it. Now, they're the ones who seemingly have gotten caught. In my opinion, what the Astros were doing completely blows up the line, honestly. Like, this isn't, you know, a guy getting on second base, decoding, you know, whether it's first sign after two or first sign after one, and finding a way to relate it. Remind you, there's an at-bat taking place. You only have so much time to figure it out and get it in. What the Astros are said to have done is have direct knowledge of what was going down, sequences, and being able to get it to the hitter in live time. That's a game changer for a lot of guys. Now, don't get me wrong, the Astros have one of the best rosters with or without any of this nonsense going on in all of baseball. But that doesn't change the fact that they had a clear advantage by how they were using technology. Listen, technology has been used in baseball for a very long time. Video's been around a very long time. I can honestly say on any team I've ever been on, nobody was using it in the way that the Astros were using it.
Tony, what about – I mean, look, we hadn't stood at the plate, man. I mean, Pete Rose came out, I don't know, a month ago or 2 months ago, I don't know what it was, and said that he found it hard to believe that a hitter could – all that could take place in time to really help the hitter. Man, you stood at the plate. I mean, how – distracting would it be if you're looking for that, then you got a guy on the bump that's throwing 98 at you. I mean, I gotta believe that off. I mean, it's cheating. It's cheating. It is what it is. There's no debating that. But how difficult would that process be as a Major League Baseball hitter standing at the plate with pitchers in 2019, 2020 throwing the ball the way they're throwing it?
It may be difficult at first, but if it's a system as this is reported to be, where you knew exactly what the keys were to know exactly what was coming, that's a different ball game. If this is a one-off, or you guys might have done it a couple of times, it would probably be more difficult because you're still trying to figure out, you know, what the banging is, when I should – if I should trust it even in some cases. And I think over time, as you get better at that, those things that may have been difficult early on – become a little bit easier because you're doing it more consistently. So, listen, it doesn't take away the fact that you still got to go up there and hit the ball. Like, regardless of whether you – and that's the funny thing. Even some of the clips I've seen when the banging has been going on, it doesn't guarantee a hit. You still have to line the ball up, square it up, and hit it well. So that's not to be taken away from any of the hitters. But as a hitter, having stood in that box, if I can eliminate two or three other pitches and know for a fact there's a certain pitch coming, that certainly makes my percentages go up.
So the Astros are now without AJ Hinch. Jeff Luno is out of the building. How do you think that's going to affect them going forward this season and then future seasons to come?
I mean, it could go a couple different ways. I mean, as I said, they have a one of the best rosters in baseball right now, without Jeff Luhnow and without A.J. Hinch. So this could very well bring these guys together and they could play some really good baseball. That's certainly not putting that out of play here. But it's all going to really depend on how they're handling, because you know they're going to get to spring training. They're going to be asked a lot of questions about it. And you guys having been in the locker room yourself, you know what that can do to a team over time. And it's a long season of baseball. And I'm sure there may be some distrust going around, you know, who's telling who, because that's something that nobody's really talking about is there's repercussions to this all the way around. I mean, for the guys who may have been the whistleblowers, they're going to have to deal with it. Guys around the league, in terms of how they look at the Astros players, they're going to be looked at differently. So it all really depends on how they handle it and how they come together once they get to spring training.
Radio.com Sports MLB Insider Tony Gwynn Jr. joining us on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Tony, what's your take on the you know, a lot of people think this is just a slap on the wrist, man. A lot of people believe that the fact that no players were penalized or suspended essentially assures that moving forward, the Astros, Jim Crane, the owner, and the Astros, the team, they're going to be fine moving forward, and it's not really going to affect their ability to win 90 or 95 games. A lot of people feel like that's a slap on the wrist, man. Where do you sit as far as that opinion?
I don't know if I think it's a slap on the wrist. I mean, that's probably a little bit of an exaggeration. This is certainly a significant penalty. Could it have been stronger, in my opinion? Yeah, it could have been a little bit stronger in terms of draft. Now, I know the commissioner fined the Astros as much as they could via the collective bargain agreement, but it could have been stiffer, right? I mean, the salary that you were going to pay A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow, that can be dispersed. The money you would have spent on a first and second rounder in 2020 and 2021, that now can be used for different things, but you still lose those players. So I don't want to poo-poo this penalty because it's certainly significant. I don't fall in line with it was a slap on the wrist.
Well, I think the biggest problem, or at least in my opinion, as I see it, the biggest problem is the fact that no players were penalized. I'm not saying that they should have been, because hell, I don't know how you would do it without ruining an entire franchise and affecting multiple players that are with other franchises, which obviously is a nightmare for Major League Baseball. But just pertaining to the fact that players have not been penalized to this point, that's a pretty big statement.
That is, it's tough because listen, as I said earlier, it'd be tough to figure out how to penalize them. Are you just going to penalize everybody because they were on a team? It's going to be hard. It'd be hard to convince me that every single player on the roster was cool with what was going on. Like, there had to be an outlier. There had to be a couple of them that felt differently about it. But you guys know as well as I do, in a team environment and you're trying to survive, depending on your status, you might not be in a position to really say something, you know? So who knows what, including Mike Fears, who we don't know what his motives were for wanting to tell it, to tell that this was going on in Houston. So the players certainly got away unscathed, and it is only due to the fact that it would be very difficult to punish the right people who took advantage of it and know exactly how they benefited from it. So I think that's why the players end up getting off for no other reason.
Tony, Alex Cora was the bench coach at the time here in Houston. Of course, he left and went to the Boston Red Sox, won a World Series there. He's under investigation as well. How do you think things are going to shake out with Alex and also Carlos Beltran, who was, of course, a member of that team, and now he's the manager over with the Mets?
I mean, for Alex Cora, I don't think it's going to end well. But I also don't think, unlike Jeff Luhnow, I don't think he's going to throw anybody under the bus. I think if he's suspended, I think Alex will just probably go back to Puerto Rico and be the head of that academy that he was handling down there. But in terms of Carlos Beltran, I don't think anything happened to him because he was a player at the time. Regardless of, you know, whether his name was in that report or not, it would be tough, once again, to penalize him because you don't know how he took advantage of it and if he took advantage of it.
Tony Gwynn Jr. joining us on Sports Radio 610, Houston Sports Leader. Tony, there's one thing, I don't know what the hell can be said about it, man, but it's definitely one of those, I know as a former player, you and Wade, myself, and I mean, there's got to be something said about the guys that that the pitchers that I mean their careers were altered during this time, man. I mean, there was guys that contemplated retirement because of what happened versus the Astros. I mean, we can say that it was a difficult way to transfer information, but man, if it happens on three good pitches and they drop a bomb and a double and a bomb, that changes games and it changes careers, man. Where do you sit on those guys?
No doubt. I mean, we all, and rightfully so, focus on the Astros and the punishment handed down, but that's the other thing. I mean, legacies were affected. I mean, Clayton Kershaw, who in that 2017 playoff run had started to kind of change the narrative of him not being able to pitch well in big games, the Astro thing happens, and all of a sudden he's back there again. I mean, a guy like Yu Darvish was really struggling after that point because he didn't know if he was tipping pitches or whatnot. A guy like Andre Ethier retires. These are some of the teams that – I mean, a guy like Aaron Judge possibly loses out on an MVP because, I mean, there's everything becomes into question, and legacies are affected. And I think that's the thing that gets missed in all of this is that it's really not being dramatic. Lives could have been affected during this time, whether it's some guy being sent down because he had a bad day against the Astros or somebody who can't quite get pulled up to the big leagues because somebody else is having a good year. So it has so much bigger implications than just the game, than just the Astros. And I think that's why the punishment had to be so severe.
So the Astros got a big punishment as far as Major League Baseball came down hard on them. They're going to probably come down pretty hard on the Boston Red Sox. What do you think the ripple effect is going to be around the major leagues? How do you think this is going to affect all the other franchises? And do you think there are going to be other franchises that get similar punishments as more investigations go forward?
I mean, not unless something else comes to light, like the story that came, you know, about with the Red Sox and the Astros. I don't see that happening. But I will say, I do think this could end up being a good thing for baseball because it kind of resets everybody's marker in terms of what's right and what's wrong. And you know, GMs are going to be on top of their managers to make sure that things are being fall right because at the end of the day, they can lose their job over it. And so I think there could be some good that comes of it. You need these things. I mean, these things are terrible to go through at the time, but a lot of times they end up straightening out things that, you know, kind of had some gray area to it. And you have a lot more people policing it that are within the game so that this doesn't ever happen again. So, I mean, I'm not stupid. The more technology we get, you know, everybody's going to continue to push the line. But sometimes you need a reset once you cross that line. I think that's where we're at in baseball right now.
Tony, moving forward, man, real quick, with the Astros, they got to go find a manager. They got to go find a GM. I mean, are there any names? Is there a short list, in your opinion, that should be considered or maybe a front runner at this point for those two positions?
The name that comes to mind really quickly is Dusty Baker. A guy that, you know, everybody loves to play for. You wouldn't have any issues in terms of integrity or anything like that. And, you know, he's a proven winner. He's a good manager. And it would probably be a really good landing spot for the Astros to have a manager like that and would know how to handle the media because whoever you bring on is going to have to deal with the media on a consistent basis. And unlike other years, it's going to be national media coverage of this because of the situation the Astros are in. So that's the name that comes to my mind immediately.
That's Tony Gwynn Jr. Tony, by the way, Tony, I feel like I need to tell you, man, your pops was my favorite, man. I had posters on my walls, brother, but he was my favorite, man. So it's a treat to have you on, but, that's Radio.com Sports MLB Insider, Tony Gwynn Jr. Tony, man, we appreciate you coming on, brother, and giving us a few minutes of your time. I know you're a busy man.
All right, no problem. You guys have a good one.
You got it. Insider calls are brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Wait, I couldn't let him get off. I couldn't let him go without Tony Gwynn was my dude now.
He was the man. You know what I mean? Tony Gwynn was one of those guys that always found a way to get on base. He always made good contact. He was like Yuli Gurriel on steroids.
Right.
But of course, Tony Gwynn wasn't part of that steroids era.
Right.
I'm talking about the ability to consistently put the bat on the ball and to get on base, because he was just the ultimate hitter, man. And I loved everything about his game. He had a sweet stroke with that swing, man. And Tony Gwynn was one of the best to ever do it.
Anything in particular right there that stood out coming from a former MLB player to
Well, it was interesting that he mentioned Dusty Baker. That's a name that I haven't heard in a really long time, and I'd be interested to see how Houston and Astros fans would take that if it was Dusty Baker was the guy that ended up being the manager here. I don't know if that would be something that you kind of blasé about, like, oh, okay, whatever, or you'd be excited about, or you'd be totally against it. I'd be interested to hear feedback from fans if that would be somebody they liked. And then also I love the fact that he made of there. He was sure there's guys in the clubhouse that did not like what was going on, but based off of their status in the organization, they probably didn't have the pull, and I don't want to call it the guts, but it wasn't going to be smart on their part to try to take a stand against it, man. That's a legitimate point that I don't think hasn't been made up by many people discussing this whole situation.
As a third string quarterback in an organization, I ain't saying that 10. ain't in it, baby. I'm out on that. Hey, Aikman, Cunningham, y'all do whatever y'all want to do. I'm out on that deal, man. So, nonetheless, it was really, really good to have Radio.com Sports MLB insider Tony Gwynn joining us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.